The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger, inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Visit BuddySmokingProducts.com for your special offer.
Everybody, I'm very excited today. It's 1:15 Pacific Standard Time. It's 4:15 on the East Coast. So all my East Coast viewers will be able to smoke with us today right at 4:20. And we've got an old bee and a new bee. Ari Shaffir and Adam Carolla are here.
Yay.
Yay. You don't sound excited, Adam. Is this too early in the day for you to get super high?
No. You know, it's weird. I used to smoke a lot more pot. And then I, you know, once I had kids and like a mortgage and all that stuff, I started realizing better to be drunk because pot makes me care and booze makes me want to. Booze, well, the great thing about pot is like pot, like for me at least, like it really makes me go like, oh man, what if the kids need braces and who's gonna pay for college? Yeah. When you get drunk, someone goes, hey man.
Fuck the kids in their braces, yeah.
You know what would be a great idea? We should go punch that cop's horse. And you go, let me just get my pants off. I'm right behind you. See, when you're drunk, everything sounds like a really good idea. And when you're high, it's like the cop and his horse. No.
No way, no. Yeah. I'm not going to mess around with the cop and his horse when I'm high.
That horse going to bite us?
That horse will do something.
Who would be more like, if I told you 100 people punched a cop's horse, how many of them would be drunk versus high?
At least 99.
At least 99.
And how many of them would be a character from Blazing Saddles?
Yeah.
Mungo.
Alex Karras is going to be missed.
All right, so we've got
he
a
died
couple.
That guy, right?
Yeah, he's dead.
I just said he's going to be.
Dead.
My whole thing is you'll be missed if you're not around. If you don't currently
you're
have a project
out there.
Going.
He's
you're,
really
you're,
dead,
you're
though.
You're being missed.
You were okay, right about
he is
him.
He's really dead.
He's really, truly dead.
All right. Horse still alive, by the way.
Wow, that's
ironically.
Amazing. That's really weird.
Horse that
you
he
don't
almost
think they
killed.
Live that long, but it's a super
like
old horse.
Yeah.
Running through the grass of Kentucky as we speak.
It
hand
was
to God.
Punched.
True story. Look it up.
All right. So you have had a lot of smoking experience. I think we've smoked maybe together at a party or two, but I don't really think of you as like, oh, Adam's here, let's get high with him.
Over a pothead.
Yeah, definitely more drunk junkie than would be, you know, sort of more kind of misogynist, white beating junkie drunk than you would like pothead. I think, you know, for me, racist, for me. You know, that's
yeah,
kinda,
yeah.
That's
you're all like, those. You're so many
right,
things.
But not so much pot. Yeah.
You're so many things to so many people.
I think more like xenophobic, alcoholic, a junkie.
Those all go in one.
Wife beater agrees with Adrian Peterson. A little more sided up with Bill Cosby. More than pothead. I think. That's
wait, did you just throw in? You're on the side of Bill Cosby.
I didn't say I was. I'm saying when you
more
think of
side.
Me,
yeah.
When you think of me,
you would assume that Adam Carolla is pro Cosby.
Xenophobic,
hey, what is
homophobic, signing up with Cosby and ISIS, you know, more than
okay.
Pothead.
Right.
I'm gonna assume you just started calling him Dr. Cosby.
Well,
just pay the respect to him
it's
now.
Perfect timing.
I'm still on Reverend King. I haven't even switched over to Doctor.
The Reverend Doctor?
The Reverend Dr. King.
All of these are filled with sativa, all the pipes on the table.
Where were you able to get your hands on some weed, Doug Benson?
I know a guy, and I still have the same old guy. Star Dog is the sativa, and I always assume people prefer sativa, but
why sativa?
Because it's the more up, and like you might be able to accomplish something else today.
If you really want to worry about everything, sativa's your move. You really want to be overcome with fear and worry.
Yeah, I guess indica might be better for him if he's going to be worried about his kids' braces.
Indica's better for Family Guy.
What?
Indica's better for Family Guy.
Oh, to watch it?
Yeah.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Just veg out and enjoy
you
it.
You just sort of, you let go of the fact that it's not going to be a story. It's just going to be a series of random jokes.
If you're on Sativa, then you're like, oh, there's no third act. Again.
Right.
So it's like, Indica lets you forget.
But are we doing all this based on me watching Family Guy later on today?
Yeah. Do you have a podcast later?
I do, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Who's your guest?
Well, it was going to be
Dr. King's son.
It was going to be Seth MacFarlane, but forget it now.
Yeah, that guy's pretty straight edge, right? He doesn't smoke or drink, I don't think.
Oh, no, he drinks.
He drinks, okay, but he doesn't smoke.
Right.
Yeah.
But I still think that...
I'm always trying to find out, if there's any secret smokers out there that we can lure into coming on the show.
Well,
you got to hit something. It's 420.
Oh.
So you guys got to hit something.
Just going to use your
pipe? Just use a lighter or any pipe you want. I don't know if you like to share or have greens,
What is the difference? Is there a carb on this thing or is that...
There might be on that one, here on the side right there.
You see, they don't make these things for lefties. That's why,
you sound like someone who just researched how to smoke pot. You're like, is there a carb?
Well, I'm normally enjoying marijuana cigarette, so...
Yeah, we don't. People yell at me sometimes that we don't smoke enough joints on the show, but I don't know how to. I can't roll a good joint.
The Joint Consortium is coming after you.
Yeah, the JC is upset.
My mom had a stone. Do you
a stone?
Fucking young whippersnappers know what a stone is?
No.
Instead of a roach clip, you have a ceramic stone and you stuff what's left of the roach into it and you can hold it. It's like an extension for a cigarette, but with a joint, with a roach.
You just stick it in there?
Well, what I'm saying is when you smoke a joint, you get down to the roach, then you got to do this move, right? But if you just stick it into this little ceramic bead.
Like one of those people who smoke cigarettes from like the 30s, the Debbie.
Yeah, this is a bead and it's like got a leaf on it or whatever. And you put your thumb in the middle of it and then you shove it in the end and you use a stone. Ironically,
I'd really like to see that.
Okay.
Yeah. They're around.
That's cool.
I can't believe I'm opening your eyes to something pot related.
Opening my eyes is hard to do.
All right. Opening your bloodshot eyes. But wait, I'm sitting next to Ari and Doug talking about a piece of pot paraphernalia and you guys have never heard of it.
Stone? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I don't.
I've never heard of that.
But I find it's very...
Go to the ultranet.
Things are super...
Same thing right there.
Things are super regional, too.
Oh, this.
That's what it is? That's a stone? Yeah,
that's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like an extent... So you smoke it out of...
You put the joint...
I feel like I was pretty clear in my description.
Okay. Right. Yeah, so all of these do that.
It's because you guys are both at Woodstock together, so you know that shit.
That's right. I dated Joni Baez.
Her mom must have been humongous back then.
Oh, it's huge. Totally unkempt, but that's why we liked it. A little something called Musk that you guys don't understand. You guys in your axe world don't understand the true allure of something called Musk, vaginal Musk.
Let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
I don't use anything. I don't put on any kind of... Do you put some sort of cologne on ever?
Deodorant for my underarms.
Deodorant, sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
deodorant. A little bit of tea tree oil on my dick.
What?
Yeah.
Like this
tea tree oil?
Oh, I thought you said tincture.
No.
I will put... you know what I will do is...
This is Los Gumis Hermanos. I brought it just because I had it.
And what is... How much of a dosage is this?
It's four people.
That's for four people?
So you have to tear them apart.
Tear the head off.
Yeah, the head would be good.
Yeah.
All right, so we're doing it?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
That's like gummy drugs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here, Adam.
Is it? Oh, I got a podcast.
Yeah,
later.
He's got a...
It'll be so much better. You just keep saying you were on Getting Doug. It'll be so much better. What do you have to interview, a scientist?
Even if you did, a scientist, they're going to be smarter about you than that, no matter how
high. They could tell you the effects of what's happening to you.
Now I can tell you guys are high. That's never a good sign.
I can't wait to interview Neil deGrasse Tyson high.
Yes.
I'll have such great questions for him. Let me ask you, can you debunk Space Jam? Because there is some shit in that movie.
He's a big master of debunking stuff. You get it, man. It was a movie.
Well, that's all I'd want to talk to him about, because he's the one that, really went after gravity.
I know, but the one thing he didn't go after, no scientist looked like George Clooney. You know, astronauts look like that.
Well, astronauts are handsome.
No, no.
I don't, all of the Buzz Aldrins and those guys were pretty good back in the day.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want to go all racial on everybody, but is there a black guy that is not staring into a telescope at all times? Jesus Christ, black people, let us have a, oh no, wait a minute, he's the only one. All right, sorry.
That's a tough kind of twist or run to go on a Stone show, because a lot of people watching this are like, what did he just say?
What
happened?
What's he on?
Yeah, but I bit the head off of this guy. Now I want to put him on display with his lack of a head.
Remember, I don't know why, but you guys remember mezcal, tequila, and eating the worm?
Mm-hmm.
You would eat the worm?
Did you ever eat the worm?
Yeah, I think I did.
You? I never
probably
did.
Not, no. I'm just upset that there's even a worm in there. I'm looking at it like, well, that's disgusting.
It's supposed to make you hallucinate, right?
Yeah.
Did it?
We would go to Tijuana. We would go to Tijuana and get so... I got so fucked up in Tijuana, I threw up in an ice maker. And...
That's so disgusting. And for the next person, it's going to immediately freeze.
If that happened today, you know, you would have hung out and made a vine of the next person opening that thing up.
I couldn't, because I was passed out in the alley
behind your buddies would have done
club. And I got woken up by a cop. But that was
ice maker in Tijuana. You must have been going to the nice part of Tijuana.
I was in a place called Margarita's Village, where they give you the 7-Up tequila popper things where they slam them down.
That's where I first got drunk off that in Israel.
Yeah,
tequila slammers. They're great.
Wait a minute.
They're great.
I was in Israel when I caught my first buzz. Holy shit. You've got to be, no. So they were, they take them, they slam them, they slam down your, but they shake your head violently.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
In Israel, they only do that to the Palestinians.
Yes, yeah. And if a lot of people from Israel went to Margarita's Village, there'd be a lot of lawsuits. That's my prediction, because forcing alcohol. By the way, you don't have a choice. Like, you think Seth MacFarlane doesn't drink, let's say, right?
Sure.
All right, if he was at Margarita's Village with me, and I said, hold on, Seth, I got to go throw up in an ice maker. And I got up and walked away, and I said to one of the waitresses or waiters who were dressed like, you know, old-time jailbirds or something, give him a double. He would get a double. There would be no such thing as denying.
That's cross-referencing.
They literally just throw it down your throat. They grab you by the head. They come up behind you. You can't fight them off.
Well, that's a great thing to know.
Better or worse.
There's anybody I want to force into drinking that doesn't do it, or is like, you know, or is sober,
you can't
or
whatever. You want sober. You can't do Tijuana sober.
I just don't do Tijuana.
Well, you can get there sober.
I grew up in San Diego, so Tijuana was like, let's take the family to Tijuana. We did it all the time.
No fucking way.
Yeah,
with the family?
The whole family.
Yeah.
Station wagon down to fucking Tijuana. It was so ridiculous.
There's the whole we're going to buy a blanket side that's much different than we're going whoring.
Oh, I don't even know that side. What do you mean? Where is that? I see them. I remember seeing them at the border coming back in. I'm like, where'd they get those?
There's a lot of places to buy stuff. There's just stuff everywhere that you can buy.
And that wasn't at the...
Like, you can point at anything and it'd haggle over a price.
Pharmacy that I remember.
This child right here, how much?
Yeah. And also you're like, I have been wanting a E.T. with a Prussian helmet made out of plaster for a long time now. A long time. I'm going to go fucking lock horns with that
honcho
over there.
Came home with fucking ceramic monkeys and cobras and all this stupid
just like
shit.
Junk that you wouldn't... No one makes here.
Bort Simpsons.
You have to go get them.
Yeah, a lot of knockoffy stuff. Like, kind of like when you're in a shitty carnival and the prizes aren't real. They're not real characters. They're just weird versions of them.
There's also, there's a lot of creature. Like
some other sponge with a face on it, you know?
It's like, you
pants.
You want a Pittsburgh Steelers leather Letterman jacket, but you only have $17. So here's the caveat. You can get a leather Pittsburgh Steelers Letterman jacket, except for Pittsburgh is not spelled correctly.
It's two words with
yeah, but you can get one in Tijuana, right?
Yeah, you can get just about anything in those countries.
I don't get the guys that try to sell the knockoff shirts outside the concert.
Really?
Like, you're going in, you haven't even seen the concert yet. Hey, do you want to carry a shirt around all night that you bought out here that's, not the real official shirt?
They never look like, they always bum me out because they're not fans.
I'm always those like, guys? You guys oh, no, aren't into right. REO Speedwagon. Right. I'm into the fucking
right.
wagon.
There's like, there no should way. Be somebody that designs a cool shirt for that band
guys,
and shows up and
you guys
sells
get bummed
it.
Out. I don't you think they should have...
They're never good shirts.
Yeah, and they fade so fucking fast.
They're always just fake...
multiple times.
They're always fake tour shirts. You want to finish
you,
this off?
No, I'm
he's
high
not
enough.
Do
I got to work
this has got indicated now. It's GDP.
Don't you think... Doesn't it bum you out when you go to a concert and, like, they have these huge security guards that are not into the band at all, and they're standing right in front of you, not rocking out
so
at all, like,
serious.
Looking
yeah,
pissed off about the fact
like
that
to
be there? Yeah, how about
you
it?
You get or, that, too, when you do comedy in places that are too big. Like, on the Oddball tour, I did one of those dates, and we had those guys standing there. It's just, I'm just, like, uncomfortable.
Oh, it just makes you want to pump their head.
Exactly.
It just well, makes you want to pump their head.
Every other comic did some sort of joke at their expense, because they have to fucking stand there. They're like,
oh,
like they're in front of Buckingham Palace. Yeah. Like they're guarding the palace.
I know that's your Super Bowl, but it ain't gonna happen, security guard. You're never gonna get to that level.
Yeah. You gotta say to the guy, listen, I know you're not that into Dan Fogelberg, but you're bumming, I think he may have died too. You're bumming out all the people that came to watch him. So how about, you know, a little finger popping time, you
best
know?
Thing to see at a concert is when you have the artist pass and you get to go in between the bouncers and the stage and you get to see them playing the human plinko as people are being passed to the front right. and they have to try to catch them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. They all get kicked in the face and shit.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
It's fun to watch.
They grab a lot of ass. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, they count fields and stuff.
But they also, just timing-wise, there's ass in their face. It comes flying over the wall or whatever, and it's amazing.
You have to grab ass if a human body's gonna be passed over your head, don't you?
I think so. I mean, I mean, if that's the part that you get, that you're moving along.
No, I'm thinking you're aiming for the ass.
Oh, okay, well, that's just...
Well, no, I'm not saying focus on the sack. I'm saying that's the media stuff.
I think
you
my
know.
Drink tastes funny, Adam. Yeah.
And also
what are you
give,
up to?
And give like a lick.
Yeah.
<you're saying.
laughs> Yeah. I'm saying you'd probably prefer.
Yeah. Get
the,
my ass. Go
the
ahead.
The warm,
and get it.
Firm grasp of a man upon your anal sector.
Yeah, I probably would.
Okay.
Keep me up.
That's all I'm saying.
I went crowd surfing in Columbus last year.
Yeah, it might not feel bad. I would have to, you know, it would still make me unhappy.
Doug, are you using that lighter like you're working the weed with the lighter?
Kind of, yeah.
He wow. blocks it. He blocks
That's
it
why they say white lighters are unlucky because we tend to get black in the bottom of them. And then if you're standing around in public, a cop knows that you smoke weed because your white lighter has a black mark at the bottom.
Oh, but
that seems all ridiculous to me.
The cops even
I don't think cops are in Columbo. I don't think they're walking around
in my
looking
window.
For the tip of
give
your lighter.
Giving me a lecture for texting on a red light with a fucking half-smoked bowl in the middle console, and his head was in there for like 10 minutes. They don't give a fuck.
Oh, really?
They're just dumb. Probably
well,
they don't give a fuck.
I think they don't give a fuck. But also, it's paperwork
that.
For a thing that's not a problem. They don't really need to, like, you probably weren't doing anything else wrong other than texting. Which
they're not looking at the bottom
of your bucket. Sober people are texting and driving also. But red lights should be okay. I don't get why red lights aren't okay.
Oh, on the texting?
Yeah.
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 I guess what they need to make the message simple. You just can't do it.
Bullshit, though. It's too much. It's like telling people not to fuck with a condom because you're going to get a disease. Like, yeah, but also you have to give up the fact that it feels way worse. Mention that part.
It's true.
Texting at a red light.
Red lights feel terrible when I can't text.
I don't text.
You're doing something.
I don't know how to spell. You guys got.
Yeah, he's not missing out on the no texting thing because it's not his bag.
You guys got to get some. You know what you need?
What?
You need the audio books.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That would keep you entertained as well as informed.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to find out why when we come back from this break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Oh,
but first, this is Getting Doug with High on VPN. This little fella right here that comes in any color you want, practically, is called the Buddy Power Hitter. And it'll give you some big, fat hits, y'all.
It's a shotgunner, bro.
Shotgunner. I'm on board. This is cool.
Buddies.
I'm really excited about this product. Another great thing about the bunny is you knock it over, nothing happens.
I love my bunny!
Look at that. Oh, he's doing it up his nose!
He's doing it up his nose!
Um, 1,755 viewers are watching.
1,700?
Yeah, 1,700.
Somebody just won a bet in the other room.
Yeah, this is a special day and time. We're trying out this idea of just doing the shows when we can get the guests that we'd like to have on the show. And this worked out great for Adam and Ari today.
East Coast 420.
Yeah, why not? And we hit East Coast 420. But you know, I think the East Coast is used to seeing the show after they get home from work. Like now they're scrambling, like, oh, we can't watch it because we're still at work at 420.
You think people will watch a show work?
I think so, yeah.
I think that the gens.
I think they're really out there. That's a lot. I get messages from people all the time. I don't smoke weed and I watch the show all the time. I'm like,
but does he have a job?
I don't know. I mean, I had jobs and I saw daytime television my whole adult life. So it's doable.
Yeah, Mike Douglas was a pretty big influence in my life.
Plus there's, you know, all these episodes are archived, so that's where we really get our numbers, is
sure.
People watch it later. And we still get Twitter questions during the thing. At Tip Your Hat wants to know from Adam, what's the current status with that idiot patent troll thingy? That happened.
Yeah, they're gone.
And it's all thanks to you, and nobody's giving you a parade or anything?
We should do a little podcast
parade. Yes and no. No, everyone kind of banded together, and you know what? Here's what happened. We said we would never settle with the patent trolls; that we would fight them, because settle implies a settlement. Yeah. Like, here's some money, and we're not going to pay you guys, because if you go after us, then you're going to go after everyone who's doing a podcast. So we'd rather band together and fight you guys. At a certain point, they agreed to just drop it and walk away. So I had the choice of, do I follow them into court?
Fight them.
And fight them for $1.4 million, or at the $650,000 mark, if they say, let's just go home, let's just go home, and we're not going to sue other podcasters. And so I was like, fuck it.
Let's go.
Yeah. You said what?
I said, when it costs you $100,000 a month in legal fees over something you didn't even hear of or know of or was aware of, that has no fucking grounds at all.
Yeah.
But it's going to cost another $600,000 to find that out. And the person goes like that. You just go, fuck it.
Fine.
Let's go home. Yeah. And I don't think they're coming after any. There were people named who they could not go after, but there were the top podcasters, and they're not going to go after the little fish when they couldn't get anything out of the big fish. So hopefully the patent trolls will just look at podcasting as an empty bucket and just go, screw it, we're going to go sue Sony.
The little ones don't even have any money anyway.
Yeah.
So they're like, what are we going to give you?
Right.
Fucking lunch?
Yeah.
No. You know what I thought of for the same thing? If someone tried to, if you're on a subway in New York and someone tries to push you on the tracks, but they didn't get away, like, you're like, hey, stop. Would you then take the train and leave, or would you stop and make sure he doesn't push anybody else?
Oh, I think I'd probably hang out.
You would?
Yeah.
I think I'd just go and be like.
Well, hold on, where are you going?
I don't know. Maybe a spot.
That's if you got a spot somewhere, that's important.
Yeah, I'm late for my blow job versus I gotta go see my shitty boss. I mean, we gotta weigh that out. You know what I mean?
It's a good excuse to miss work.
Yeah.
I was a hero.
Yeah, you were a hero. You saved countless lives.
We've got somebody that says happy smoking from Denmark, and they want Tap the Games is their name on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And the question is, what's on Ari Shaffir's t-shirt? What's going on over there?
Free kittens, man.
Free kittens.
It's all about free kittens. Call 548-8437.
And that's the real thing?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. No.
Where did you get it?
I don't know. Oh, I know where. Shirt Woot. Online.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. They used to have good stuff.
All right.
You guys buy t-shirts online?
Yeah.
I haven't done that, but that's...
It's American Apparel.
People,
you know what size is
people could do get a Getting Doug with High shirt online if they want, or they could go to Doug Loves Shirts and .com, and there's lots of shirts there.
I feel like I don't need to say anything with a t-shirt, you know?
Yeah, I'm
like,
almost
yeah, you, I don't, I've never thought of you as a t-shirt guy. I couldn't imagine you in one.
People, I like
you'd be like when like Sam Jackson's shirt. Wearing one at the end of Pulp Fiction because they didn't have anything else to give him that one.
To Adam Carolla to put him in a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Well, I always feel, I don't mind though. A t-shirt, but I don't feel like I need to use it to export any of my ideas or theologies. Our ways of life to
like the REM.
Public at large. You know what I mean? Like I just don't, there's a lot of messages on t-shirts that, I'll say the same for license plate frames. Like, well, you're the world's greatest grandpa? Really? Is that proven? How do they quantify your good grandpa? How do we know?
What award show gave you
that award?
And
what kind of dick puts that on there?
My other car is a fuck you.
Right.
We got some mangria.
Oscar winner should do that.
There's some mangria flying in. I'm sorry, Ari.
Mangria.
I don't want to interrupt you, but I see mangria.
We put an emphasis in the air. We pronounce it mangria.
Okay.
Kind of like sangria.
Mangria.
I don't know why. I don't know how I got that in my head, but I like my way of saying it. But
well,
either way,
a bushel of pot. So perhaps
where's the bottle?
There could be some difficulties.
That doesn't make it hard for me to pronunciate things. But let me just show everybody the bottle, and then you can make up your own mind how it's pronounced. It's Adam Carolla's Mangria. Mangria. You gotta emphasize the man aspect of it.
Yeah, you think sangria.
It's sangria. It's for sangria for men. So what makes
How
it for
different?
Men? It's got
How
like spices in it. Is it the spiciness
this
of it?
This is 21% alcohol versus sangria, which is like wine, which is like 13 or 14. That's watered down with fruit juice. It probably knocks it down. Let me tell you something.
21%.
Let me tell you what I like. I like going this direction with the alcohol. I don't go, wine, what? I'm getting way too drunk. We better step on this with some punch. That's not me. I go the same direction with booze as I go with boobies. Let's not go with the reduction. Let's go this way. You see what I'm saying?
Induction.
That's right, induction, right?
Yeah, all right.
You know what a cool-
That's fair.
You guys remember like cool sort of naughty, stupid t-shirts from your youth? Like, there used to be one that said, give me Rosignol or give me head.
Oh, yeah.
If you can do the math. There's one that said, I don't know, some engine thing where it said, injection is fine, but I'd rather be blown. Now, you guys don't know what a blown engine is, but that's like with
sure,
a supercharger
sure, I get it.
On it.
I get
you know?
It.
I did not get it.
I had
but
some,
I mean,
I had some
cool
fun shirts,
right?
And my mom would throw them away, the ones that were too, that she thought were over the line. They would just be gone, and I would be like,
I got one said,
thanks, Mom.
In Hebrewish lettering, said, fuck you. But it looked
but
like Hebrew
knew.
Letters, so you couldn't tell.
It was hard to read, yeah.
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 That was pretty
so
bad.
So only Herb Reuven would be offended.
Yeah. Only the
dig deep bitches.
The most devout of rabbis would have a problem with it.
I had one. I went to Tijuana and bought t-shirts. I had one with a Hispanic gentleman in a huge sombrero.
Yeah.
By the way, nobody does a crazier, more offensive depiction of themselves than Mexicans when they're putting it on a t-shirt. I was very offended as a gringo. Somebody should talk to those people about their own depiction of themselves. Because, you know, X's for eyes and huge sombrero and it's sitting on a donkey and he's holding two cats by their tail and it said Tijuana Pussy Posse on it. And that was a keeper. Tijuana Pussy Posse's a keeper. But he's holding a cat, so obviously there's a context.
I said to Ari, do you want to come get high and watch Adam talk? And
dude, I can watch that all day, though.
Right? It's
I can
so
do
much
that
fun.
All day.
It's perfect. It's really entertaining.
You know what, like you said once, when the way you get back for racism is just make sure to say hi to black people when you pass them on the street.
Oh, yeah.
You still do that?
I do.
I like that.
But I don't say hi. I say, what's up? Yeah. But I mean, I don't say hi. That's offensive to them. Well, they wouldn't understand.
Hello. Right. I say,
they were
hello.
Like, what is this? I'm not, clearly you see, I can't understand what your hi is.
Yes, I yeah. see. Right. No, I'm generally nicer to black people. I think we all are. I think that's a fair.
Why wouldn't you be?
If you got to pick a race, you know, you shouldn't pick a race to be nicer to. But I'm saying,
if you had to pick, I would pick probably black.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Be nicer to.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who would you be least nice to?
Hmm.
I mean, we all know.
Probably, I guess, just other white people.
No, Arabs. 100% Arabs.
Really?
That's how they are anyway. They want the arguments.
You're born in Israel?
Yeah. Anyone in the Middle East. No, I wasn't born in Israel. I was born in New York.
But you got drunk first. You did the poppers in Israel.
Yeah.
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 I remember that. I read the bio. Yeah. So what, we hate Middle Easterners? I might toss Armenian in just to kind of balance it out a little.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Doug, no answer for you?
No, I just said white people.
Oh, white people.
Yeah, I don't know who after that. I think I just...
Well, you always got to pick two races.
I don't know, though. I mean...
You always have to be nice to two. Or, yeah, wait, you have to be nice to one and hate one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that everything?
Pick a side.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of my friend is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Enemy of my friend.
Well, I go, I work out of the Glendale area, so I see a lot of Armenians. So if you pick a weird group, like Laotian or something, you'll never see one, so you can't be mean to them.
Can't be mean
to them. You know what I mean? It's important to have a nice population.
You know what Armenians are great at?
To.
Apologizing when they're wrong.
Really?
No. They've never done that.
Let me tell you something.
What?
I went to, speaking of apologizing, all right, remember the band System of a Down?
Sure.
And
why'd you go with the teeth on the cable? I wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one. All right. I wanted to. I think those guys are Armenian and they're pretty big in that community.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a whole lot to choose from on the super hard edge Armenian alt bands. But they're definitely top eight, right?
Yeah.
I mean, working the San Fernando Glendale area. Those guys are friends of mine. And a million years ago when they were famous and I was famous, we went out for Armenian food in Glendale.
With System of a Down?
Yeah, which is like walking, through Vegas with Elvis or something. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's a pretty big deal when you go to the all-Armenian place with System of a Down. And we came in, and he's like, you guys all got to try the chicken sliders. It's like the best whatever the dish was, And he called the waiter over, and the waiter was really excited that System of a Down was in the restaurant. He's like, yes, what can I get you? And he's like, we want the chicken sliders. And he's like, that is takeout only. And we're like, yeah, we'll just bring a couple rounds to the table. And he's like, no. And he's like, I'm a huge fan, but no. And we're like, well, I said to the guy, I could order them and go out in the parking lot and eat them if you wish, yes.
Why would
I think
you
want to just bring around to the table? These guys all want to.
Why would that be a rule at all? Like,
no, it's only
even with System of a Down sitting there.
Yes, I was saying that is a love with the word no. My God, you have to be in love with the word no. You're literally telling them no at the table. And I don't know why you have a takeout side versus a eat with System of a Down side, but either way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys a story.
What? A question?
Let me ask you a question. Okay. I'll tell you a story. Sorry.
Okay.
Do you guys, I had this experience with System of a Down, the drummer. He had some old porn.
Are you going to ask us what our relation to System of a Down is?
I want to know what your relationship is to lost porn of yore. Disc or
how do you
whatever.
Lose it?
I mean, I'll look for stuff. I'll try to look stuff up.
There's a great porn fire of 87. No, yeah, I've done that. Look, this move where it's like you got you got Love Boat and your buddy, and back in the day.
Yeah.
But you got a disc or VHS or whatever.
Sure, right. Sure.
And you got Sex Boat, and you've got Taboo too. And you do the trade. But then a few years goes by and you miss your old porn.
You want it back again. You want to
see
it.
Yeah, you
want
to see your old porn. I mean, like one of the greatest moments I ever had with Jimmy Kimmel's where I pulled out the Sex Boat disc, probably VHS, and he was like, oh my God, it's Sex Boat. Like, my neighbor had that. Like, he missed. He yearned for his own flame.
I think maybe he was excited once he saw Sex Boat, but maybe yearning for it may not have been going on. He might have not been hoping that
day would
come.
Wait, is that the one when they were on, like, a little boat? Like a little like.
No, they're in a dirigible, Ari.
No, wait. What is it like?
I think I saw that one.
But like, how big was the boat? Was it like a small yacht? Like
sex dirigible will not sell. What are we going to call this thing?
Motherfuckers.
It's like a boat in the sky. Okay. Sex boat.
Shall I explain toast later on? It's bread, and then it goes through the toasting process. Thus the name.
But why would they have it at a wedding? That's the part that confuses me. Me about
you bang us Uranus four. That's an anal. that's an ass video.
I honestly cannot say that there's any porn that I miss. But if somebody suddenly showed up with some porn that I'd be like it would have with Jimmy. Like if I saw a title that and it reminded me that I used to like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then that might be cool. But it's all on the internet.
I know.
It's hard to lose.
There's some stuff I can't find.
It's hard
anymore
to lose now. But like go do back you remember to seeing your first stuff?
Yeah.
Like I had my buddy Ray brought over an 8mm projector, black and fucking white John Holmes movie on a projector.
How old is he?
And I'm 50. I have to explain to people that you could like watch porn when your parents went, you know, to the store. They had to leave the fucking country
you
for you to set up all
at
this
the same
shit.
Time?
Oh, we went to my grandparents. We're out of town and went to their house and we showed this porn movie and we showed it on their dresser, their bureau, and I pulled out the middle drawer and I yelled 3D. That was one of my first jokes. It was a white dresser. And then later on, you want to talk about porn desperation?
Yeah.
I was left with the tape. I held it up.
No way.
I swear to God. And John Holmes's cock was still bigger than mine. I swear to God. No, but I did have to hold the thing up to the light.
Yeah.
Frame by frame.
To remember it?
Yes. You kids got no fucking idea. Doug, you're not.
I just use my imagination. I just fuck the couch like every regular man.
Yeah, your imagination of what though?
Touch, I don't know, touching shit.
You have to build the spank bank.
Oh yeah.
Let's do some pot topics.
Yeah.
You wanna talk about pot?
Pot topics. That's the wrong one. Pot topics. There it is.
There.
And actually, I was just that joking around. We don't have enough time. We have to go to another break, but we'll be right back.
I feel like I'm fucking NASA or some shit.
These people, they want us to put the word out about their product.
It's a joint smoker.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy. I'm on board. This is cool. It's just so fun.
It's easy to share. It keeps all the ashes inside this thing.
If you're outside, the wind doesn't affect your joint at all.
This is dangerous.
Yeah.
Shaped in such a way so that the cubic volume towards the end tapers out, allowing you to get more smoke in.
It comes out in a big hurry.
Oh, that's so easy.
Belushi, buddy.
What's the price point on a buddy? Can we get the price point?
$19.99. Are you out of your mind?
I got it.
And you can get two for the price of one with the code word Doug. Knock on their internet
cool.
door.
It really works.
BuddyProducts.com. We're back with Adam Carolla and Ari Shaffir. And
thank you.
You guys are doing great.
Thanks, Doug.
You want to hit another thing just so that people don't call you names?
No, I do not care what the Hesher community has to say about me.
You guys don't pay my bills.
No, I would get higher with
but
you guys, but I've been high in a long time, so I ended up getting pretty high anyway.
Right.
I got to go to work right after.
No, I get it. No, that makes sense. I appreciate you
and
getting high
like
at all.
You know? In that I'm not as functional. I think my motor skills are fine, but I don't feel like the brain's there, you know.
Sometimes you think you're not doing well, but then you're doing fine. But other times, you're not.
Well, yeah. Good. Like, you ever see yourself on a talk show? You ever see yourself, like, get interviewed?
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting next to whoever on their show. And you think in your mind, you screwed, you stumbled, or you stammered, or you screwed something up, and you're like driving home going, oh, I totally fucked that joke up, or I totally stammered there, or it was like so clear and so lengthy. And then you go home and you watch it, and it was just a little hiccup in the middle of it. Because I think...
And nobody cares.
And nobody gives a shit? Right. Are you talking about what I'm saying right now?
No. No.
You gotta watch
But nobody cares about your fuck up.
Right, nobody cares, but you do, and you made it 10 times longer than it actually was. All right, that's the brain turning on itself.
I get you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your podcast today is gonna be awesome, I think.
Yeah.
Did you say who the guest is?
I know Joe Coy's coming in.
That'll be great.
And I don't know. I'm not sure who else.
I've never not been high around Joe Coy.
Joe Coy gave me some Beats by Dre. I was like, oh, I used to have a pair like that. And he was like, well, take these, man. I was like, at an airport. I was like, no, it's all right. Because then I'll take them. And I'm like, no, it's okay.
Incredibly,
I want you to have these.
He's a generous guy.
What the hell?
I still have them. They're great.
I kind of run into him.
You got me a big picture of
Free
Evil.
Beats if you see Joe Coy.
You got me Evil Knievel's poster, and he like had it all signed and everything.
Really?
Well, I got you guys something.
Joe Coy is a very magnanimous, generous man.
I have something for you guys, and it's my friend Gabe is going to do a magic trick.
Oh, we're still doing this, man. How long has it been already? I know you've learned something at this point.
I was sitting here the whole time going, who's the douche with the deck of cards? And now...
Thanks, Adam.
I know.
Do me a favor, pick a card, any card.
Okay. All right, I'm going back. I'm going to the number one card.
Yeah, don't play his game.
No, I got my own game.
Memorize it, show it.
You remember the suit, I'll remember the number, because I don't think either one of us can do both.
All right. I'm the suit.
You do the suit?
Okay.
I'd like the suit. I usually do the suit.
Oh, well, do you want to keep doing it?
I'll take the number.
I'll take the number.
I just normally do the suit.
Yeah, you take the suit.
I'm not doing this because I'm trying to be a prick. It's just one of those.
Yeah, take the suit. I'll get the number. Okay.
Right. It's not going to matter.
Let me check the suit.
Trust me.
Okay.
All right, check it out.
All right, I got the number, right? You got the suit?
Oh, wait. Hold on. I forgot both.
You said you wanted the
it's
suit.
It's way too late. Yes, I've got the
All
suit.
Right, I'm going to place it back in the
no,
center.
No, I got the number.
Well, you don't see there's a string you told that comes me you up through the center.
Right. I already see it once turned over.
This part
already No, what the fuck? Right, that's the one.
All right, Adam. Watch.
I just had the
I'll
number.
Do
I don't know what
this
is.
You guys are gonna miss the whole thing. Look, back into the center.
Oh wait, wait, that wasn't the trick already?
No, it's still happening.
Oh my
god. Isn't it?
All right, I'll do it one more time, Adam.
All right.
Watch. Watch the card, all right?
All right,
push that in for me.
This in, sorry. Wow. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, who had the suit?
I don't remember anymore.
I think the suit's a little.
It's
in his mouth.
Oh my god. What is that, a deck of sevens? What's going on? I gotta check with this kid. He's always up to something.
Wow, man.
Yeah, that's always a fun segment on the show. Thank you, Gabe. We gotta go do your plugs now, you guys.
All right.
Yeah. I'm trying to find them. Oh, we also got to do another thing. Let's do the plugs first, though.
My special is coming out this Friday.
There you go.
On Comedy Central.
It makes my job so much easier when you know what your
Friday night
are.
At midnight.
You have 33 cards there, Doug.
I know.
You didn't look at one of them.
Yeah, that's. Well, this is backup in case we get a more quiet Adam.
You took down like the Swiss Family Robinson.
Like if marijuana made you like really quiet, introspective, then I'd need all these cards. But it turns out you were just Adam pretty much.
You thought I'd just sit here and go, did you see that chick on Oprah where the monkey ate her face? I can't.
You're right, that's all we talk about.
You go for it, you do it. I can't get that out of my head. If it's a monkey ate her face.
Mangria is available at CorollaDrinks.com.
Who cares? A woman's face is gone. On at the paws of a monkey.
There's a new motivational podcast called Take a Knee.
Ooh, this I like.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Like Gene Simmons from Kiss sat down for an hour and never talked about Kiss once. Talked about being born in Israel, coming here, speaking Hungarian, blah, blah, blah. Never talked about Kiss once. Purely motivational.
Norman Lear never talked about Archie Bunker.
Nah, he did it. We had a little meathead talk.
Okay, there you go.
How was he associated with that?
He came on, these guys, like RZA from Wu-Tang. Oh, yeah, shout out to Daniel.
Wow.
All these super interesting dudes who've been coming on and just telling their story, just like how they got here, how they Terry Crews just came on and talked about just his whole life growing up in Detroit and blah, blah, blah. It's motivational.
All right. Well, it says here that fans, the only way you can get this podcast is by signing up at adamcarolla.com/archive.
Mm-hmm.
And all you got to do is sign up and then you get it, mm-hmm. you know? So, you know, I just want to keep track of y'all.
Yeah.
And Ari not only has his 1 hour special this January 16th, but his weekly storytelling series, This Is Not Happening, premieres on January 22nd at 12:30 a.m.
After at midnight, every Thursday. Watch it. And don't forget my special.
All right. And I'm doing stand-up this Friday, January 16th at the Charleston Comedy Festival in Charleston, South Carolina. Friday, January 23rd in St. Louis, Missouri at the Firebird. And I'm taping a Doug Loves Movies podcast in Los Angeles on Sunday, January 25th at 4:20. Oh, don't forget my April 20th shows this year at Denver and Comedy Works. Doug Loves Movies. .com is where you go for all my stuff. bit.ly/DougMerch for mugs and t-shirts. And our friends at Buddy Hitter, we got some Buddy Hitters standing by, are running a new promo code. Check out this thing, Adam.
What just happened?
Gives you a massive hit. Use code Doug at checkout to buy one, get one for free. Go ahead and try it. You just put your finger over the hole and squeeze it and shoot the smoke into your hole.
I think you could do both holes with one.
Do we have more hooked up and ready to go? It's a lit joint is on the inside.
Oh.
And this is good for like if you're like in a wind tunnel situation, you know, outside. You could just go after it.
Yeah, let's just say your Lamont team is testing and you're in the wind tunnel, but you need to get super high before you get the data from the drag coefficiency. Yeah.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Try it again, Ari. And thank you for being here. Thank you, Adam Carolla.
Hold on. You claim to be able to suck a cock.
What happens?
I give it my all.
Don't bullshit. I give it my all. You know what? I'm going to use a professional after
we
this
don't
show.
Know when the next show's going to be.
It's off the table. My cock is off the table.
But we'll see you when we see you.
Cock off.
Look on Twitter, my Twitter account, and my YouTube page. And I will let you know. We'll give you some updates. Thanks. Thanks for watching. See you later. See you. Bye.
Visit BuddySmokingProducts.com for your special offer.